Bleachers Department. We take you now to the Pennsylvania Railroad Station in Harrisburg, where the special presidential train has just rolled into track one. You'll hear a short address by President Truman.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Ed Gundaker speaking from the Pennsylvania Railroad Station in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. This morning, the scene of a gala occasion. Pulling in beside us at the present time on track one is President Truman's special train, which is just completing a 15-day cross-country trip with about a 9,000-mile tour of the western part of the United States and the part of President Truman. Mr. Truman is scheduled to make a short address from the rear platform of his special train this morning as it pulls into Pennsylvania Station on track one here in Harrisburg. And we see the last car coming into view up here. We have a spot designated on the platform from which point Mr. Truman is supposed to make his address this morning. The last car is just moving into view now, and it's moving a few feet past us down here. We're going to try and take some mic cable and some mic cord and move on down here to the rear platform of this special car. There's quite a crowd here in Pennsylvania Station. The public address system microphone is also being hooked up. And in just a moment, I think we'll have the appearance. Here he is, President Truman, who has just come out on the platform. And as yet, we do not have a microphone on the platform. Our microphones are being moved up, and I think very shortly we will hear the President of the United States. There's a greeting party going on the rear of the train, and in just a moment we expect to have the speech by President Truman. A big bouquet of American Beauty roses has been given him. See Ramsey Black going in the car, Colonel Philip Matthews. Our other microphone is now in place, and we're waiting for the microphones to be clamped. They use special clamps on a little portable desk here in the rear of the car. All the microphones are being placed on the desk on the rear platform of the car, and in just a few moments we expect to hear from the President. There's quite a large crowd on hand here this morning. Another hand goes up as President Truman moves over to the side of the platform and waves to the crowd from the rear of this train. On the back of the train is a plaque which says Seal of the President of the United States, a gold seal on the back of the car. Mr. Truman is getting quite a kick out of watching all these microphones being placed here on the rear of the car, and we have mic cables strewn all over the rear of the car and the platform along here as everybody's in a big hurry to pick up the voice of the President. There will also be a public address system in use. The microphones are all placed, and I think everything is in readiness. A few last-minute adjustments to the microphones here. Photographers gather around. We see Ramsey Black, who again has made an appearance in the rear of the car. And in just a moment, I think our formal ceremonies will get underway. We're going to turn you now to the rear of the car.
It is a very great honor and privilege for me to present to you your President, Harry S. Truman.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of Harrisburg and Pennsylvania, it certainly is a pleasure to me to have the privilege of meeting all of you good people this morning. I didn't expect to see all the people in Pennsylvania and Harrisburg this morning, but it looks as if you're all here. I've had a most pleasant time meeting the people of the United States. I've seen, I imagine, all of 2.5 million people on this trip. And they've all had a chance to look at me, find out for themselves just what the President looks like. I've talked to all these people, and a great many people have talked to me. And I think I have a pretty good cross-section of what the people think about. Most of the people are worried about prices. They're worried about housing. They're worried about the future of this country. They're wondering whether special privilege is going to rule this country or whether people are going to rule it. And that's something for you to think about. This situation in Washington will develop for the next few days. Then the majority of the Congress will adjourn to Philadelphia. And then they'll proceed to tell you what they've done for the people. But I've been trying to tell you what they've done to the people, and I think I've successfully done that. The Labor Department in Washington was set up many years ago as the Cabinet Office, which was to be for the benefit of labor in the United States. This Congress has completely demolished the Labor Department. They've been wondering who will be the next Secretary of Labor. In my opinion, the next Secretary of Labor, until the Labor Department is restored to what it ought to be, will have very little to do. And that is not the intention of the establishment of the Labor Department. Well, the Republican platform in 1944 set out that they expected to build up a strong Labor Department. Ever since this Congress took over on the third day of January 1947, they've been tearing up the Labor Department. They've done a very successful job of it. They've taken the appropriations away from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The Bureau of Labor Statistics is the bureau which tells us what the cost of living is and how it works. They weren't satisfied with taking the speedometer off the car, they tore it out and threw it away, so we can't tell just exactly what's happening to this price situation. Prices and the cost of living are affected by a minimum wage. I've been asking the Congress ever since I've been president to increase the minimum wage to 75 cents an hour. No action. No action. And I don't know exactly what to expect for the next 3 days from this Congress. All you can do is to read the papers and see what they're doing. They've cut out the housing, they've fixed the housing so that the real estate lobby is going to get exactly what it wants. And that's too bad, because there never was a time when we needed low-cost rental housing as badly as we do now. There made no effort to meet that situation. That bill was passed more than 4 years ago while I was in the Senate. It was called the Wagner-Ellender-Taft Bill. Never did pass the House. Last February, I sent a special message to Congress on housing. And the Taft-Ellender-Wagner Bill, in practically the same form that it passed the Senate the first time, passed again. Been lying in the House ever since. And now it's been emasculated by the House, and we're not going to get a housing bill that'll work, I can tell you that. And that's too bad. I hope you people will give close and careful attention to the issues with which this country is faced. As I said before, it's special privilege against the people. I think this Congress will go down in history as the special privilege Congress, one of the greatest special privilege Congresses this country's ever had. If you'll analyze the situation, make up your own minds, then perhaps more than a third of you will vote the next time you have an opportunity. Only one third of you elected this Congress, and you got just exactly what you deserve. You want to make a repeat on that? Then you can stew in your own juice. All of you should make it a point to find out just exactly what the issues are facing this country. And then 100% of you ought to go out and express your opinion at the polls. If you do that, and you decided to kick me out, I'll be satisfied with it. But if you stay at home, then you have no complaint. I certainly appreciate this privilege of saying a few words to you this morning and letting you see just exactly what I look like. And if you'll study what I've been saying over the country, I think you can come more nearly making up your minds in the interest of the greatest nation on earth. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard the President of the United States, Mr. Harry S. Truman, as he spoke to an assembled crowd here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, in the Pennsylvania Railroad Station, on his last day of the cross-country tour. The President was introduced by Colonel Philip Matthews, Democratic State Chairman of Pennsylvania, also on that back platform with the President of the United States. And Colonel Matthews is Mr. Ramsey Black, former postmaster of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. A few last-minute handshakes. Ramsey Black is shaking hands with the President. They're posing together for a picture on the rear platform of the car, and the photographers now are getting a last-minute snapshot of the President, who remains out on the back platform of the car alone, just in back of the seal of the President of the United States. Band in the background here playing Happy Days Are Here Again. And President Truman, with that by now famous grin, waving to the crowd. And I think in just a few moments our train will pull out of Pennsylvania Station as the President will return to Washington, where he will find a lot of work waiting for him with bills on his desk that have been passed by the present Congress. We have a Master Sergeant who has just come up on the platform from the Second Army with a salute for the President and a handshake. As the train gets ready to pull out. There's quite a crowd here in Pennsylvania Station this morning. A little trouble getting down here onto track one. Mr. Truman is still on the back platform, smiling, waving to the folks. Colonel Matthews still up there with him. Photographers yelling, Mr. President. Band in the background striking up a tune, and the President laughs, waves his hand. We had Happy Days Are Here Again just a moment. I think you can probably hear that band on the back platform. The gates are being closed on the rear platform of the train. We noticed a diesel engine pulling this train, and I think they probably will move out here. The Missouri Waltz, of course, being played for President Truman, in as much as his home is in Independence, Missouri. He stopped there on the way out, and I believe again on the way back. The President left Washington on this 9,000-mile tour of the West on the 3rd of June. This is the 15th day of his cross-country trip, in which he's covered approximately 9,000 miles of the United States, mainly throughout the western part of the country. As we told you, he'll return to Washington to face a lot of work which is piled up on his desk in the White House while he's been away in these 15 days. I'd like to mention again that the President this morning was introduced by Colonel Philip Matthews, Democratic State Chairman of Pennsylvania, and also appearing with him on that back platform of the train was Mr. Ramsey Black, who you'll remember as the former postmaster of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Our crowd, of course, stays right here with the President's special train, and oddly enough, there was a mark painted on the platform at which point the rear car platform was to stop this morning as the train pulled in, and the train only missed it by a matter of 10 or 15 feet, which made it fairly easy for the broadcasters and the newsmen and photographers to get down here and pick up the speech and get their stories and also get pictures of the President of the United States. President Truman has waved a thank you and another big smile for the playing of the Missouri Waltz, which was played by the band here in the background. We noticed quite a lot of Secret Service men, quite a lot of state and local Harrisburg police who are here this morning to keep the crowd in hand. The crowd has been very orderly, and with a jerk, the train starts off, and the President waves a goodbye. A hand goes up as our train pulls out on track one, Pennsylvania Station here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Here is the Star Spangled Banner. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was the Star-Spangled Banner as President Truman's special train leaves the Pennsylvania Railroad Station. We mentioned this morning that the President was introduced by Colonel Philip Matthews, who is the Democratic State Chairman of Pennsylvania. And we have now walked up here to Colonel Matthews, and we're going to ask him if he'll say a word concerning the President's visit to Harrisburg. Colonel Matthews?